With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar faces a repeat primary challenge today in Minnesota. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Progressive Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, a sharp critic of how Israel has conducted the war in Gaza, is trying to avoid the fate of two of her closest allies in the squad who lost their primaries. She's defending her Minneapolis area 5th district seat against a repeat challenge from former city council member Don Samuels. In Minnesota's main statewide race on the ballot, conservative populist and former NBA player Royce White facing a more conventional GOP candidate, Navy veteran Joe Frazier. The winner will challenge Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. I'm Julie Walker.
As Israel awaits a possible attack from Iran or its proxies, dissension between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is becoming apparent. Correspondent Julia Frankel reports the tension has risen in response to Netanyahu's claim that he will achieve total victory over Hamas in Gaza.
That came out in a leak this week from Israeli media that Gallant, apparently in a closed-door meeting, had criticized the total victory pledge and called it nonsense, saying that it's not an achievable goal. So this has caused a rift in Israel's government currently.
The comments were apparently made during a closed-door parliamentary hearing. Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion. Election officials said Tuesday that an abortion rights initiative received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near-total ban on abortions. At least a half dozen states will be voting on abortion rights during the presidential election. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. Tim Walz has a problem with the First Amendment.
Kamala Harris' vice presidential running mate says the amendment is, quote, no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech. Legal scholars point out that he's simply wrong on the face of it. But some religious leaders wonder what the Minnesota governor means by misinformation or hate speech. Does that cover Bible passages that condemn homosexuality? What does Walz really want to prevent Americans from being able to say? Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public high schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law that prohibits books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents have become aware of what their children are being exposed to. Public and school-based libraries have been inundated with complaints. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to one of their best days of the year as Wall Street relaxed after the first of several highly anticipated reports on the economy this week came in better than expected. The S&P 500 rallied 1.7% after the government reported inflation at the wholesale level slowed last month by more than anticipated. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 1% and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 2.4%. Starbucks soared after naming Brian Niccol, the head of Chipotle, as its new CEO. The Dow up 408 points to finish at 39,765. The NASDAQ gained 407 to 17,187. The S&P 500 adding 90 points to 5,434. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.